Well, good morning, and welcome to The Morning Drive. This is WTBR 89.7 FM and WSBR 88.1 in Lee, and you're listening to The Morning Drive here. This is Friday, October 17th, and I am Brian Burkle. I'll be your host today. As always, we are live and local this morning at the WTBR studio on Federico Drive, and today our topic is going to be mostly focused on mental health for youth. There are some other aspects of that, and we've got a full house in here. So we've got a couple of fundraisers that are coming up that are focused on mental health for youth. Some fun things going on. We've got a haunted house that we want to talk to you about at Purgatory Road, which is an annual event up in Dalton. So we have Betsy Nichols here to talk about that. And also we have Matt Capeless and a couple students from Pittsfield High School and Taconic High School to talk about the Move for Movember, which is also, that's going to be coming up. It's going to be a walk-a-thon to raise money for some scholarships and also to bring awareness to mental health for men and young men. So we will be right back after a moment. We're going to check in on the weather and see what we can expect.
WTBR radar weather for the Pittsfield area. Today, widespread frost this morning. Sunny. Highs in the upper 50s. Northwest wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear. Areas of frost in the evening. Then widespread frost after midnight. Cold with lows in the upper 20s. North wind around 5 miles per hour. Saturday, widespread frost in the morning. Sunny. Highs in the mid 60s. Light and variable wind, becoming west around 5 miles per hour in the afternoon. Weather forecasts for WTBR-FM are provided by the National Weather Service.
All right, I heard the word frost a couple times in there. I guess it's that time of year, right? So good morning, everybody, and welcome to The Morning Drive. As I said, we have a very full house. In fact, we have standing room only at the moment. So we're going to do a little musical chairs later on, maybe at the halfway point, change out a few of our speakers here today. So I'm going to start off, again, the purpose of our conversation today is to talk about some great events that are coming up to raise money for scholarships and for some programming here in Berkshire County, specifically geared towards youth mental health. So I'm going to start off first. We're going to talk about something that's near and dear to me because of my affiliation with the Berkshire Coalition for Suicide Prevention, and that's the Purgatory Road Haunted House program that has been a regular thing for a couple of years now. So we have Betsy Nichols, who is the, what would you say, are you the, well, you're the director of this program, right, this haunted house every year, and you've been doing it for quite a few years, so welcome.
Thank you, Brian. Yes, we started Purgatory Road about 13 years ago. We started at my farm as a hayride out in the back, raising money for the Berkshire Coalition for Suicide Prevention. Then we switched it to a corn maze and bounced around to the CRA in Dalton to change it up a little bit. And this is the first year we're doing it indoors at the Stationery Factory off Main Street in Dalton. They generously have allowed us to move in all of our props and disrupt them for two weekends. So we really appreciate them.
Yeah, because I know that it used to be at your property.
Yes.
Right? And then for a number of years you did that.
Yep, eight years there.
Yeah, 8 years, right? And then you took a little break, deservedly so, because I know a lot of work went into that. And then when you restarted it at the CRA.
Yes.
For a couple of years.
Yes.
And that was interesting. That was a great spot. That was so great of them to give you that opportunity. But of course, you know, weather is the weather. You know, we just heard the weather forecast here, how much frost is coming up, right? So there were chilly nights, and of course, I know that we got rained out a few nights too. So that's what's nice about being inside.
Yes, it's going to be fun. It starts tonight, 7 to 10, again, at the Stationery Factory, and it's exciting. We've had 5 days to set it up, so it's been a very busy week, but it's going to be so nice to just be indoors, not worry about the rain and the weather and all that stuff.
Yeah, it is good to have that shelter. So what time does it start?
So it starts tonight, 7 to 10 o'clock.
7 to 10 o'clock, okay.
Yep. And tomorrow night.
Yep.
And the following weekend as well.
All right. And how much are tickets there?
They're $10 or
$15. $15? Okay.
Yes.
And is that all at the door? Is there any online purchases or anything like that, or is that the door?
No, we're keeping it very simple this year. It's just at the door.
Okay, good. All right. And it's $15 across the board, regardless
of
age. Now, you also have the Purgatory Road Junior.
Yes.
Right? Can you talk about that?
Yes. Okay, so Purgatory Road Junior. So when we started Purgatory Road, our kids were in high school, and all of their friends were most of the volunteers. Mm-hmm. And now they stuck with us through college, and now they're in their 30s and having kids. So we decided to get the conversation started at a younger age mm-hmm. with the parents. And the Purgatory Road Junior is back at my farm. It's a carnival theme where the kids walk through the corn maze, they play carnival games, they earn tickets, and then when they come out of the corn, they exchange those tickets for gifts. So mm-hmm. it's for kids 3 to 8, and it's the polar opposite from our other Purgatory Road event. It's very cute. The kids love it. Mm-hmm. And those tickets are $10 per child, $5 for adults, which is a bit confusing, but we require that an adult be with the children.
Right. So because of that requirement,
yeah.
You're giving the parents a little break.
Yes,
on the
we do.
Cost. Yeah, that's good. And so that was something you started last year, the first year you did that, right?
Yes.
The junior version, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Yep.
And how is the turnout for that?
It's pretty good. I mean, for starting like a new endeavor, mm-hmm. it's, I think, what you would expect. Mm-hmm. We're hoping for a big turnout tomorrow.
Yep.
Yep.
And again, the times on that?
So that is Saturday and Sunday this weekend from noon to 3.
Mm-hmm. From noon to 3. So right in the middle, smack middle of the day.
Yes.
Yes. All right. Because I think that was a little learning curve, right, from last year?
Yeah, last year we did it a little bit later in the day, and we decided to make it a little bit more.
Yeah, because I know it was kind of drifting into dinner time.
Yes, and darkness.
And darkness, yeah.
Yes.
All right. I'm obviously looking forward to it. How do you get the kids, where do you recruit from for your scarers? Is that the right term?
Yes, that's a good question. We rely heavily on high school students. Mm-hmm. We design this. I spend months making the props for this. But without the high school kids, we could not do this event because they're the ones that bring it to life for us. Mm-hmm. They're really the kind of the heroes behind Purgatory Road because they come out every year and do a great job for us.
Yeah, and like I said, I've been privy to it, and it is an amazing amount of work that goes into it.
Mm-hmm.
You guys do a really good job of all the decorating, especially when it was outside. It was just
it
was amazing what you did
challenges.
Out in the woods. Oh yeah, I know. So I'm looking forward to how it comes out this year with being indoors.
I know we are too. We've raised about $200,000 over mm-hmm. the years,
yep.
so
mm-hmm.
we're hoping, you know, it's successful this weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll be hopping from one event to the next, and mm-hmm. but it'll be fun.
And let's talk about the $200,000.
Mm-hmm.
So you've obviously designated that to go to a cause here in Berkshire County.
Yes.
Right?
It all stays in Berkshire County.
It all does, mm-hmm. and it can tell me. I mean, I know where it goes, but could you tell me about where that money goes?
Sure. We get the money, and we hand it over to the Berkshire Coalition for Suicide Prevention. Mm-hmm. They fund a bunch of programs. You would know more specifically what it's used for.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite thing was hiring Kevin Hines to come and speak.
Yeah. Yeah, that was great.
Kevin Hines, for those of you who don't know, is a gentleman who jumped off the Golden Gate Bridge and survived, and he's a world-renowned speaker now and tells his story, and he was phenomenal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. Yeah, it was exactly. It was some of the money that was raised through Purgatory Road
mm-hmm.
that, in fact, allowed the coalition to invite him and bring him here.
Correct.
And, he addressed Wakona High School, the student body, and then there was an evening session, too, for families.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So his story is, in fact, that he is a survivor of having actually jumped from the Golden Gate Bridge. And his messaging is that communication really makes a difference
mm-hmm.
and that, being suicidal it's a state of mind, not a trait. And what he explains is that, he recognizes he didn't really maybe telegraph what he was feeling either. But he said as he walked out on the bridge, he says if just one person had stopped and asked him how he was doing, it might have made a difference. And when he jumped, he regretted it. And immediately when he was rescued, he didn't go back up there, right? It was that moment that he had. And so that gives all of us hope that there is an opportunity to engage with somebody and get them some other help. And that's what he still struggles with depression, mm-hmm. still struggles with suicidal ideation, but now he knows that there are other avenues, right? There are other outlets for him. So I thought it was real impactful, and I thought it was a great message to bring to the school. Mm-hmm. So we'd love to have something like that again. It would be fantastic.
Yes, we're hoping to earmark some of the money mm-hmm. from this year to hire another speaker to get mm-hmm. into the other schools.
Yeah, that'd be fantastic. So yeah. I know the coalition will work with you because they obviously appreciate the
support. Yes, they've been
support.
Great.
Yeah. So, all right. So moving around the room here, I'm going to introduce our listeners now to Matt Capeless. Matt, you are coach down at Taconic High School.
Yep. Okay. I teach ninth grade PE and wellness, and then I'm also the head coach for golf, mm-hmm. and we're co-op with PHS and Taconic. And then I'm an assistant coach for track
okay.
in the spring.
All right, good. Do they call you coach?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or some call me coach, some call me Coach Kate.
Okay. So let's talk about why you guys are here. I mean, you've got the shirt that even has the little mustaches on it. You've got the mustache. You are all in on this, no doubt about it. So you guys are here to talk today about Move On for Movember, right?
Yeah.
So let's hear about that. Tell us about that.
So this will be our fourth year, the fourth annual Move for Movember Walkathon. So we are raising money for Movember, which is the leading charity for men's health, mm-hmm. and the Aaron T. Cody Memorial Scholarship, which is a scholarship in honor of my friend Aaron, mm-hmm. fellow 2014 PHS grad, who tragically died by suicide September 17th, 2015. So we have been able to help to contribute towards the scholarship, and it's been able to grow each mm-hmm. of the last 4 years. Mm-hmm. So it's been really cool to see the student support growing, mm-hmm. and just starting to help to like open up the conversation about mental health, mm-hmm. because even just not that long ago, being in high school, nobody really talked about mental health. It was something that people shied away from. We didn't know at the time that our friend was struggling. Mm-hmm. And so I'm just hoping that at least someone will hear the message and it'll make an impact on some people.
Mm-hmm. And that is a big part. That's one thing that definitely comes from anything that I've learned about suicide prevention is that communication is the key. Just making sure that people, you know, checking with folks, right, checking with each other. And then also being able to have that confidence in yourself to get help, right? And there's a lot of strategies about that we'll talk about a little bit more today. But before we get any further, you know, obviously we're talking about suicide. So it's a complicated and complex situation. Narrative to talk about. So I just want to make sure that we are obviously covering that safety issue of making sure people know that there are resources out there. 988, of course, is the primary one. That is universal. It is 24/7 free service. It's a national phone number, 988. And you can call. You don't have to be in crisis to call 988. I know some of the operators who work there regionally, and they have callers who call regularly just to talk. And so it doesn't mean you have to be in crisis. And you can actually call as a friend for somebody else. So if you have some concerns and you're looking for some direction, you can reach out to them and say, listen, I've got this friend that I'm concerned about. What can you help me with? And 988, like I said, it's a national number, but what they do is they direct you to local services. So fantastic resource to have. So I just want to make sure everybody has that in their pocket, okay, going forward. So as we go around the room a little bit, Jay?
How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Good.
So you're at PHS, right?
Yeah, Pistol High.
Okay. So can you tell me a little bit about this Movember and what your involvement is, how long you've been involved, what got you involved?
Yeah, so Coach Cabe, like he said before, he's the golf coach for Taconic and PHS Co-op. And last year was my first year playing golf for the golf team. Mm-hmm. And right away we kind of had like a good relationship. We knew each other in the past, but not as close as we do now. So mm-hmm. last year and this year, we've gotten a good relationship just by seeing him every day at the golf course and whatnot. So he kind of explained to me, like, what the whole Movember thing really was on a deeper term. Like, my sophomore year, I was kind of out there, and, like, I was kind of just doing the walk to, like, do the walk. Didn't really know the meaning. Mm-hmm. And last year, I picked it up a little bit more, like, understood, like, we're here for a reason. We're here to raise money for a scholarship and all the men's mental health around the world and, like, how deep it is. And this year, as a senior, I kind of, like, took a step up and pistoled high. Like, Coach Cape's at Taconic doing it. Mm-hmm. And me and a couple of my buddies are running it at Pistoled High, just, like, getting the message out there, trying to get kids to go to the walk and whatnot, mm-hmm. Making videos of, like, explaining what it is so kids understand at a deeper level that you're not just missing class to go out and walk around and treat the Pistoled. You're there for a reason and for a purpose. So, I mean, my kind of, like, goal for all this is to help kids, like, understand why they're doing it and not to just do it.
Right. No, that's valid. And by the way, when you say the video, you guys have a promotional package that you send out, and it's pretty good. I mean, it's pretty amazing, all the videos that you have in there, the pictures from the past years, charts and explanations of things and resources. I mean, it's a whole PowerPoint.
Yeah.
Right? It's like a 30-page PowerPoint that you send out.
So
pretty impressive.
Our video for what we did at Pistoled High is we have a homeroom every Monday.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, all the kids are in their designated homeroom, and we made a video that all the teachers will show the kids in their homeroom classes,
mm-hmm.
just explaining what Movember is and, like, when it's happening and, like, what we're doing, so mm-hmm. everyone will understand and know when it's happening.
Mm-hmm. And how long have you been doing it?
So I participated my sophomore year. Last year, I wouldn't say a huge step up, but I kind of, like, was more involved. And then this year, I'd like to say I'm pretty involved at Pistoled High, so 3 years.
Good. And Hunter.
How's it going?
How are you?
Pretty good.
Hunter, you're over at Taconic, is that correct?
Yeah, I'm a senior at Taconic.
Okay, great. So from your perspective, what got you involved?
So I probably got involved probably more my junior year.
Mm-hmm.
I first heard about my freshman year, but I started coming throughout the club my junior year. I just, like, heard Cape's message.
Mm-hmm.
He really, like, spread around the school. I heard it from, like, upperclassmen before me. And, you know, it just sounded like a good cause to get involved.
Mm-hmm.
It was like Jay said, it wasn't just about, like, getting out of class. It was just like raising awareness about mental health. And I feel like that's, like, the best thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause there's a lot of kids, like, I personally know that struggle.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just, like, spreading the message and just helping out the community. It's, like, it's important to me.
Mm-hmm. Well, appreciate that you guys are doing that. What's there's a phrase you guys use, right? Have a convo, save a bro. Am I saying it right?
Yeah.
Okay. is that part of the, so this, well, let me ask you this. This Movember, is this like a national movement, or is this something more regional?
Yeah, so Movember is international. So it started in 2003 mm-hmm. in Australia. And so I'm actually a community ambassador for Movember.
Mm-hmm.
So I am fortunate enough to be able to have connections with other people all around the country that raise money for Movember. So we talk about things that worked well, things that didn't work well, how to be more successful fundraising. And it's just another resource to have just a bunch of guys talking to each other. Mm-hmm. And everybody has their own why, like everybody has their own reason what brought them to Movember.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just really cool to have that sense of support and connection with people all around the country.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some people out there that are raising some serious money, and they give me, like, props and praise for what we're doing with the high school students.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just really cool to have good support back and forth.
Yeah.
But yeah, so Movember is the leading charity for men's health,
mm-hmm.
and their three main target areas are prostate cancer, mm-hmm. testicular cancer, and mental health and suicide prevention.
Mm-hmm.
So in the high school, my main focus has been the mental health and suicide prevention aspect, and Have a Convo, Save a Bro is a good Movember slogan, and it just really helps to open up the door about what we're doing. We're trying to have conversations, trying to help to break that stigma around asking for help, because there's people out there that do need help, and especially for men, men are more likely to struggle in silence.
Mm-hmm.
That whole man up, the negative stigma, rub some dirt on it. So we're just hoping that the next generation won't have to deal with as much of that negative stigma around asking for help.
Right, and the point you bring up is that so this Movember is much broader, of course, than just mental health, right?
Yeah.
It's other things that are specific to men's health. But you really brought the focus more into the mental health part of it, and you're engaging a younger generation, right? So that you're building some blocks there for them, right?
Yeah.
And some coping skills early on. Because what we know statistically is that middle-aged white men are the highest rate of suicide for any demographic. And so, you know, there's a lot of reasons for that, of course, but one of that may be that they didn't have that sort of foundation of being able to express themselves early on. So I think it's vitally important that, that you're doing that at younger ages and having those conversations. And I think in general, the younger generation is a little more open to talking anyway, which is a good thing. But any time that you can encourage it further through a program like this, I think is helpful for the duration of your life, for your generation. So.
Yeah, and that's one thing that I really tried to nail home is, like, right now they're high school students in Pittsfield, but that's not going to be the case 10, 15, 20 years down the road.
Right.
They'll be dads, husbands, fathers, bosses, uncles. And so if we can help half of our society, that will benefit everybody. So sometimes I get a little bit of pushback from some female students that will ask, how come you just care about men? How come you only care about men's health? Well, that's not the case, but men historically have less opportunities, they feel, to advocate for themselves, and they are more likely to die from preventable reasons than women, who are more likely to seek help, and they naturally have more of a freedom, they feel, to have conversations with each other. So... definitely need the women on board as well. It's not just men. We're not going to do this on our own.
Right.
But definitely helping with that demographic will affect everybody.
Yeah, everybody's got to be a part of this, right? Yeah. We're one big community. And then, you know, being October, it is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, right? And, you know, there's a lot of men that come to support that. You know, professional baseball and football teams dress in pink, right?
Yeah.
So we have to look out for everybody, right, in either direction. So... Without leaving anybody behind, of course, you know. But to your point there about men's mental health, and another statistic that I'll share with you is that when it comes to death by suicide, men are 4 times more likely to die than women are. However, women are 4 times more likely to have an attempt. But what it comes down to is means, mostly, right? It depends on what kind of means that they may employ. And men tend to gravitate to firearms. So that's a whole other conversation, but... so it is very impactful for men. I mean, women, everybody struggles equally. But when it comes to the actual completion of a suicide, unfortunately, men have a much higher rate.
Yeah. Yeah. I have another stat that we have from November, as far as suicide rate, and more than 3 out of 4 suicides are men. So that's just another one where we try not to shy away from the stats. It's just we want people to be aware of these things.
Right. Yeah, so, and but the, like I said, everybody's got to stay involved. And a big part here is breaking down on that stigma. So the more that you guys are out there having these conversations and inviting those conversations, that's the biggest part. There was, I saw a documentary a little while back about a incident years ago in the 70s, I think it was, where there was a school bus that got kidnapped or hijacked. And so this is a real story, really happened out in California. And there were like maybe 30 kids on the bus, and they were all kidnapped for a period of a couple of days. They managed to escape. They got themselves out. But back then, when they brought in psychiatrists and stuff like that, and they did sort of a little overview and an assessment, and the professional opinion was maybe one of these kids, one out of the 30, might need some mental health help, some counseling help. So... when they said just one out of the 30, not a single parent came forward because they didn't want to be the parent of the one who needed the help, right? The reality is they look back on all these people as adults now. Every single one of them needed some kind of help, you know. But we got to be careful how we talk about these things. We got to make sure that we're not adding to the stigma, that we're trying to break it down as much as possible. So what else? Tell me a little bit more about, Jay, tell me a little bit more about the walk. What's the distance, or what are the goals? What's behind this thing?
So Pittsfield and Taconic, we all meet together at the Common. This year, I think it's November 7th. Is that right? So we'll all take a bus over. Pittsfield will walk from Pittsfield High, and Taconic will take a bus over. And we start at the Common, and we walked down by the Burger King and the Dunkin' Donuts down that way. Mm-hmm. And we take a loop, and then we end up on North Street. And I think it's like halfway through North Street, we cut back over on a side street.
Eagle Street.
And we end up doing, it's like a circle, and then we end up back at the Common and mm-hmm. do a whole loop around the Common. And there's always people like standing around watching and like kind of noticing like what is going on. So mm-hmm. it's like definitely has an effect on the community because it's a pretty busy area and like everybody's seeing what's going on. So it's pretty good.
Yeah, it's that exposure.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then... Hunter, can you tell me, like, how do people contribute to this? How do you raise money?
So, I think we raise awareness most by, because we have a lot of flyers. Mm-hmm. So as we're walking, kids are always, like, holding flyers, and, you know, we're just trying to spread awareness. Like, all the cars driving by, like, we're not, like, asking for donations, like, on the spot. We're, like, mm-hmm. we're just trying to, like, spread the message, and, you know, usually we get a few, like, horns, or mm-hmm. it's just good. It's a good feeling when we're walking, and it's just everyone's excited and happy to be there. So it's
yeah. Do you get pledges from folks to, you know, do you collect money from people in advance?
Depends. Sometimes okay. we do.
Yeah.
If someone's feeling generous, I don't know. Maybe last year we got a few.
Okay.
It just depends on the day, I think.
All right. Is there an amount that anybody has to raise in order to take part in this? Is there some sort of a baseline?
So there's a $5 flat donation fee. If okay. you like, if you're a student and you want to participate, mm-hmm. there's a $5 flat donation fee. And then the T-shirt that I have on right now is from the past year of the walk. So mm-hmm. like, if you donated $25, which is all going to the same cause, you got this T-shirt and then the $5 donation fee. And then we're also asking every person, every student that is participating in the walk mm-hmm. to try to get donations up to $20. So like, you can go out and ask your neighbor if you want to mm-hmm. donate, or your friend, or whoever. And we're just trying to pile in, like, we have a spreadsheet, and each student try to pile in as much donations as possible. So mm-hmm. every student is at least getting up to like $25-$30, hopefully.
Okay, that's great. And then what have you raised in the past? I mean, how has that worked for you? What have you been able to provide?
And so another way that we generate some funds is we have sponsors on the back of the shirts.
Mm-hmm.
So we do a $100 sponsorship gets a business or organization name, $200 is a logo, and mm-hmm. then $500 is an even bigger logo. So last year, after all of our costs, because we have a cost to buy the shirts and a cost for the buses, and then after those costs, we were able to split $6,000. So we had $3,000 that went towards Movember, and then $3,000 that went towards the scholarship.
Mm-hmm.
So last year, we were able to offer 3 scholarships. We had 2 at Taconic and 1 at Pisco High, and mm-hmm. each student got a $1,000 scholarship
mm-hmm.
as a result from our walkathon fundraising. So it's been cool. So initially, the scholarship started in 2016 at Pittsfield High, and then we've been able to grow it a little bit. So then 2 years ago was the first year we offered it to 1 student each at Pittsfield High and at Taconic. So now we've also actually added in Lennox into the mix this year.
Mm-hmm.
So they're not going to be at the event with us, but they're doing their own loop. Danny Carlo was one of my main helpers with Taconic. And now she works at Lennox,
mm-hmm.
so she's leading the fight over there and getting students over there involved. And then so with the funds that they raise, we'll also be able to offer a scholarship to a student at Lennox as well.
Mm-hmm.
So the goal is to try to get to as many schools in Berkshire County and help to maybe one day have all the schools doing this walkathon and having these conversations. And
Wouldn't that be great?
Yeah.
If you could get that momentum for them. The Movem,
Movem.
Whatever. I'm trying too hard. So anyway, we are coming up on the top of the hour, so we are going to take a pause for station identification. We're going to thank some of our underwriters, and then we will return. You are listening to WTBR 89.7 and WSBR 88.1 in Lee.
Stay tuned for more Morning Drive here on WTBR FM.
Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR FM, Pittsfield. 88.1 WSBR Lee.
Support for WTBR comes from Berkshire Community College. Free community college for any Massachusetts resident without a bachelor's degree at BCC. Find out more at berkshirecc.edu. And from Sundrini Awnings and Home Improvement, providing awnings and canopies in Western Mass. Retractable awnings, retractable screens, gutter and gutter protection systems, commercial awnings and screen rooms, customized solutions available. Online at sondrini.com.
Pittsfield Community Television has relaunched our website at pittsfieldtv.org with a new design to make it easier to find our live streams with PCTV Select, where you can watch live sports, city meetings, and more. Now it's simple to find our past shows on demand and future TV schedules. You can also quickly find information on how to be a member, our upcoming training sessions, and how to donate to PCTV. Check it out at pittsfieldtv.org.
The Berkshire Coalition for Suicide Prevention recognizes that everyone has a role at saving lives. Through ongoing discussion and education, we may be able to recognize the warning signs and understand how to confidently address the subject of suicide in order to save lives. It takes just one person to offer hope and save a life. Contact the Berkshire Coalition for Suicide Prevention at berkshirecoalition.org for more information.
Support for this public service announcement comes from Berkshire Community College and Park Square Productions.
Join Peter and Jessica to relive the magic of Beatlemania every Tuesday from 4 to 6 p.m. for 5 decades of Fab Four, where Together or On Their Own has changed the world of music. Tune in to Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 FM, Tuesdays, 4 to 6 p.m.
Support for WTBR comes from Greylock Federal Credit Union, proud to support high school arts and sports programs to help our community thrive. Greylock Federal, with locations throughout the Berkshires and online at greylock.org. And from UCP of Western Massachusetts. UCP of Western Mass is hiring full and part-time opportunities to provide a life without limits for people with disabilities. For more information, ucpwma.org/jobs.
You have chosen wisely.
WTBR. And now back to the Morning Drive on WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
All right, and welcome back to the Morning Drive. I'm your host today, Brian Burkle, and you are listening to WTBR 89.7 FM in Pittsfield and WSBR 88.1 FM in Lee. And I just want to remind everybody that this is video recorded, so you can, of course, go back and watch the entire show. If there's something here you're just joining in, you want to hear what maybe you missed, or if there's some you have to leave a little early, can't listen to the whole show, you can go online to PCTV and look up today's episode. And it's all there. You know, anything that Sean has done, or Bill, or Donatan Rivers, or Ellen Spear, any of us, it's all there. There's nowhere for us to hide. It's out there forever, like everything else on the internet. So, yeah, feel free to check it out if you don't get a chance to stay with us for the full hour today. So, again, our guests today are, I have a very full house here, which is great. I've got Betsy Nichols, who is here to talk about Purgatory Road, which is the haunted house that's held up in Dalton. I won't say too much more. I'll leave that for Betsy to fill in the details. And we have Coach Matt Capeless from Taconic High School here, and a couple of students from Pittsfield High and Taconic High School, a bunch of seniors here. So that's why we are full in here. There is standing room only today, which is fantastic. And they're going to talk about the Move for Movember fundraiser that's coming up with an emphasis on mental health. So again, welcome everybody. Betsy, I'll start with you again. We'll talk a little bit more about the Purgatory Road. So when is that?
Hi, Brian. Purgatory Road is tonight. It's our first mm-hmm. night of the year. Mm-hmm. It's at the Stationery Factory in Dalton from 7 to 10. Please come and join us. It's a carnival theme this year, and we have some nice surprises in store for people.
Mm-hmm. By surprises, you mean scary stuff, right?
Yes, yes. Yeah, right. We didn't do a scary Purgatory Road last year, so yeah. All the actors are particularly enthusiastic
yeah,
for tonight.
All that scariness is all pent up in them, right?
Yes, so, yeah. Yes, it is.
So the first couple of victims going through today are in for something, right?
Yeah.
A lot of pent up energy there. And then you also have the Purgatory Road Junior.
Yes. So that's a polar opposite event that's geared towards kids 3 to 8. It's a family event. It's non-scary. It's at my farm in Dalton at 190 Cleveland Road. That's tomorrow, Saturday and Sunday, from 12 to 3.
Mm-hmm. So that daytime on the on the weekend, 12 to 3, middle of the day.
Yes.
Plenty of daylight. Weather's supposed to be
nice.
Dry, right?
Okay, yes.
Good. Great opportunity to bring the little ones, right? And that focus, when we say the little ones, what age group are we focusing on?
So that's geared towards children 3 to 8.
Okay.
But we have families that bring younger kids through.
Mm-hmm.
The games are geared towards that age bracket. So what happens is the families walk through a corn maze, mm-hmm. and they play carnival games where the children win tickets. And then when they get out of the corn, we have a area set up for more games, and they exchange their tickets that they won for prizes.
So sort of like an arcade, like a Chuck E. Cheese kind of thing, right?
Exactly, okay. Yes.
All right. but in the corn. And then how much? What's the price on that?
So it's $10 per child, mm-hmm. and $5 per adult, because we do require an adult to go through with the kids. Mm-hmm. So we want it to be a family.
Yeah.
Event.
Okay, and that's this weekend only at this point, because you had it last weekend.
Yes.
But that wraps up this weekend.
Correct.
Okay, and then the Purgatory Road, the scarier one, the more mature one, that begins tonight.
Yes.
It's tomorrow night, and then also next Friday and Saturday. What's that, 23rd and 24th?
Yes.
Do I have the dates right? And what time does that start?
It goes from 7 to 10.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and that's at the Stationery Factory. If you don't know the Stationery Factory, it's on Flansburg Road in Dalton. Right by the firehouse.
Right. It's right off Main Street in Dalton. Yeah. We have a sign out there with an arrow pointing to it.
Yep.
They've been extremely generous with us. They've helped us with some technical things, mm-hmm. and they've been amazing.
Yeah. A few other things that I've dealt with the Stationery Factory. They same thing. I've had similar experiences. They're very easy to work with. Mm-hmm. Very accommodating. Good people over there.
It's very much a family feel there, which is mm-hmm. kind of what we're trying to do with Purgatory Road, is make it a safe place for kids to come back year after year.
Mm-hmm.
We have actors that are in their 40s now or 30s, and we have a lot of college kids that come back.
Mm-hmm.
So we try and, you know, yes, we're here to raise money for the Berkshire Coalition, because you guys are the experts on suicide prevention, but we are setting up a safe place for these kids to talk to each other.
Mm-hmm.
And we're very appreciative that you guys come and have a table so that you're there for them to get materials and have a conversation with.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a huge part of this.
Yeah, sure. It's about getting the word out and, mm-hmm. You know, making sure people are talking, because that is what can make the difference. Mm-hmm. You know, it's the number one thing we can do. So also, we have another event that's coming up. It's called Move for Movember. And I've got Coach Capeless, Coach Cape, they call you?
Yeah.
Okay. Coach, can you tell us a little bit about Move for Movember again, please?
Yeah, so this will be our fourth year mm-hmm. Doing this walkathon fundraiser. And this is our second year with PHS and Taconic together. So the first 2 years, logistically, it didn't work out to get the two schools together. And we had the walk at Taconic, and we were up on the track.
Mm-hmm.
And then I saw the pictures from the students at PHS walking around the building, holding signs out in front of the school. And it really just lit the bulb in my head that we need mm-hmm. to get the two schools together. We need to be walking up and down the streets of Pittsfield to really get that impact of people talking about, wait, what are these high school kids doing? Mm-hmm. And then why are they doing this?
Mm-hmm.
So it's been really cool to see the student support, and then just opening up the doors to conversations. So one thing that we didn't mention initially was with the $5 registration fees, it needs to get a parent signature.
Mm-hmm.
So every student that signs up and registers for this event is having a conversation at home, and they're asking for permission to do this event.
Mm-hmm.
That could open the door to a conversation about mental health.
Mm-hmm.
So we have 200 plus students starting conversations at home, talking about men's health and mental health. And then when they're together at the walk, it's great to see students laughing, having fun with each other, talking mm-hmm. to each other, because while it is a heavy topic to talk about mental health and suicide, the way that we've been able to approach it with Movember is a positive, mm-hmm. and we want people to enjoy the time that they have together and to have conversations, because you never really know what somebody's going through mm-hmm. unless you really have a conversation with somebody. Mm-hmm. So it's been really cool to see the student support grow each year.
Yeah. And to your point about making it, you know, festive in the sense that everybody's hanging out together, I mean, that's so strong about building those bonds, right? And if you don't have that foundational relationship with one another, then you're less inclined to go to that person when you need help. And I know one thing that's promoted often is sort of having sort of a buddy system, you know, and having those conversations when things are seem to be well, right?
Yeah.
Rather than having that be another barrier when in fact you're in crisis, right? So if you're having those conversations when things are going well and you guys are having a good time, or just having just a chill day, right? You're still having those conversations with one another, and laying the track down for that. Hey, listen, if someday I need some help, or if I think you need some help, can I talk to you, or could you come to me, right? And if you have that window cracked open already, the day or so that you need that help, or you recognize somebody else may need the help, it's going to be that one less barrier you need to cross, because you've already that invitation is already there. So that is crucial. So it is great to be having laughing and having a good time while they're doing this, even though it's a heavy subject, for sure.
Have a convo, save a bro.
Have a convo, save a bro. I mean, just that alone. I mean, just the fun in saying that, right?
Yeah.
It just says, you know, that it really it's inviting.
Yeah.
It's inviting to be a part
of
that.
And then another one, too, a good Movember slogan is having fun, doing good. So I've got a couple big flags that we carry with us when we're going up and down the street. And it's really what it's all about. It's been, I'm having fun doing this, you know, and it's a good thing to be a part of. And that's part of when I'm trying to recruit students to register. I'm standing at all the lunches at Taconic, and I'm like, hey, this is something you're going to want to be a part of. Like, did you see our video on Taconic TV? Like, yeah, that's a lot of fun. You want to be there.
Yeah.
So it helps when upperclassmen are talking about it. Oh, yeah, I can't wait to do this. And then it gets the new students to realize, like, oh, this is something I want to be a part of.
Mm-hmm. And your mustache is real.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I assumed as much.
Yep.
But I noticed too, like on some of the videos and pictures from last year, you know, there were people who were donning like fake ones and even some of the girls, right? And then, or you had like colored ones or they dyed them or whatever. So having fun with it, you know?
So the idea behind the mustache, so Movember was started in 2003 in Australia, and there were a couple of guys sitting in a bar talking to each other, and they were talking about how there's no real cause for men's health. Nobody really talks about it. And they said, well, why don't we grow out a mustache? And the idea is to change the face of men's health.
Mm-hmm.
So that is something that we do at school. So we do a mustache contest. So we get a bunch of teachers together at Taconic, and hoping to expand it to as many other people want to join the contest. But so we last year got together on November 1st and did a shave down. So everybody starts clean shaven. So that is something that stands out when it's somebody who typically has a beard, somebody who has a full facial hair all the time, and then all of a sudden they don't. And then they're growing out a mustache. And then some people will say, well, I don't really have a great mustache, I don't think I can do this. A bad mustache is a great conversation starter. As we have our guy sitting right next to me, Simon Malley. He's growing out a great mustache, the best that he can. And it's a great conversation starter. Someone will ask him, hey, what are you doing with your mustache? And then it's like, oh, I'm doing it for Movember.
Yeah.
So that's a great way to get the conversation started in a fun way.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Well, this took me 50 years, okay? What you're looking at here on me. Simon.
How's it going?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Good. And you're at PHS, right?
Yeah, I'm a senior at PHS.
All right. So tell me a little bit about why you got involved with this.
So Movember is very important to me because it helps show awareness for kids who don't speak out, don't have the courage to speak out. And Coach Capos is very inspirational with the way he talks about mental health and stuff. And it just really affected me personally, because like sometimes I'll be like, I'm not the best. I'm feeling a little depressed. And having someone to talk to is just a great, great outlet, especially like Coach Capos.
Yeah, that's great. It's great to have resources.
Yeah.
And you know, it doesn't always have to be a peer. You know, you can find a trusted adult And that's an important thing for everybody to know, that there's somebody they can go to, and especially for youth, that they identify who that trusted adult is. It's not always your parents, you know. Sometimes there's some things we just don't want to talk to our parents about, and then, you know, in some cases that's just not your person,
yeah.
right, unfortunately. But it's important to identify who that person is for anything,
yeah,
for anything
definitely.
That you're going to need help with, because there's a lot of things in this world that nobody should be doing by themselves, right, let alone someone who's younger and could use a little extra guidance. So good. Well, thanks for being a part of this. And Jillian,
hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Good. So you're with Taconic, right? You're
yeah.
a senior at Taconic?
Yes.
Okay. So tell me a little about why you're involved with this program.
I think it's different because I'm a girl, but mm-hmm. in the way it is the same. I like to bring awareness to it. Mm-hmm. Anybody I talk to, I tell them I'm in Movember. I tell them to talk to CAPE if they need anything. I think it's just really important to bring awareness to it because mm-hmm. what Mr. Capeless was saying earlier, it's the most important part is talking about it and mm-hmm. bringing awareness and communicating people's mm-hmm. feelings and understanding where they can be coming from.
Yeah.
So I think even just being a part of the club is very important. Mm-hmm. So that's why I do what I do.
Yeah. And like we mentioned before about, you know, that we're not dismissing women's health in this movement. We're just identifying that men also need some spotlight, and that it is healthy to have cross-gender in all these situations, right? Like we talked about how men support Breast Cancer Awareness Month, right, in droves. So it's also important, and I'm sure everybody's very grateful that you're involved to help this movement as well. Now, Coach, part of the money goes to a scholarship, right, for Aaron Cody.
Yep.
Can you tell me a little bit about Aaron and your relationship with him?
Yeah, so I was a classmate with Aaron. I met Aaron in middle school mm-hmm. at Herberg. He was from Williams. I was from Egremont. And I had a lot of friends from sports that knew Aaron from elementary school. And so then in high school, we had some classes together, had an art class with Miss Quinn. And art class is a little bit different of a setting where you can have a little bit more fun and have conversations with each other. So that friendship really grew more in high school. And but Aaron was one of those guys that was outgoing, always had a smile on his face. He was very involved in school. He did cross country, swimming, theater, track and field. So the scholarship is, one of the requirements is to be involved in one of those. And also we added in with doing the walkathon that if you are part of, so at Taconic we have a Movember club. And then with the walkathon, if you're a participant in the walkathon, that also makes you eligible for the scholarship. It was established in 2016 from the Cody family, just to keep this memory alive and to give back to the community. So we've been able to, since 2021, help to contribute with money from the walkathon, mm-hmm. which has been really cool to be a part of. And I know that the family really supports what we're doing and is gracious for all of the student support and the conversations. And we're still keeping Aaron Cody's name alive mm-hmm. and talking about him and talking. I like to share stories that I have with Aaron. It was just something that really just, it was a shock when it happened. And I remember exactly where I was. I was 1 year out of high school, and one of my friends called me and told me the news, and it was not something I ever expected. And looking back on it, was there things that we missed? Was there things that we could have done differently? I don't know. And that was something where a lot of my friends and I struggled for a little bit, where we were thinking, what could we have done? How could we have missed this? And then you could beat yourself up all day thinking like that. So what I have been able to help to shift my focus is, well, we can't go back in time, mm-hmm. but what we can do is moving forward, help so that maybe somebody doesn't have to go through that same fate. Mm-hmm. Maybe somebody doesn't have to lose a friend or a son or a brother, so that maybe somebody out there might think they're alone, and then they might realize that there's so many people out there that care. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't really understand at the time when you're going through these struggles that there's a lot of people out there that care. And one thing that Movember's one that they talk about is the loneliness epidemic. And they say it can be equivalent to like smoking 15 cigarettes a day is the impact on your health of being lonely and not feeling that you have somebody that you can talk to. So just being able to make connections among students can really make a big impact.
Mm-hmm. And go back to, you know, the struggles that you and your friends had afterwards, you know. There's a program that the Birch Coalition for Suicide Prevention does called Talk Saves Lives. And it's, you know, what to look for, what are the risk factors, what are the signs, and then more importantly, what to do, right? And the emphasis on that training, though, is that, you know, we're only responsible to do what we know how to do. And as far as suicide prevention, it's a evolving science, you know, if you want to call it science. And there's things that are being learned. There's best practices that are just coming out, right? And so when they do that presentation, there's a big emphasis on making sure that people understand that if they've lost somebody, and almost everybody has been touched by loss to suicide, that it's not meant for anybody to feel like they missed something. It's about learning what are things that we can do in the future. And so to your point, I think you've taken on a healthy perspective as to how to move forward for yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. And to help educate.
It wasn't something I was ready for initially. Yeah. And some of my friends and Aaron's family were going to suicide walks, and I didn't think that was something I wanted to be a part of. I didn't feel comfortable going to that yet. And then in 2020 was when I heard about Movember, and I saw it was on my Facebook news feed, the challenge to run or walk 60 miles. So the 60 represents the number of men that die by suicide each hour across the globe. Mm-hmm. So I thought to myself, this is something that I can do. Mm-hmm. So then now I've been, I expanded it. So now I have been running 60 miles and walking 60 miles. So that I got a lot of people to join my Movember team. You can track your miles on the Movember app. Mm-hmm. And then that's just another also fun way to get people involved. And, yeah, so you don't really know. Like, I didn't know what I was going to do initially, but I knew that I wanted to do something to honor Aaron. Mm-hmm. And then with the walkathon was something where we were able to generate funds for the scholarship, which has been really cool to be a part of, making an impact on members of our community.
Yeah. And you know, what I appreciate what you're doing, too, everybody here, is that, you know, as much as, like, data points are critical in understanding the scope of suicide and depression, talking directly with the youth is going to be one of the most valuable tools that we have, right? To really understand, what can we do? What do you see? What do you need? Is there any of you guys want to speak to that at all about some of your, what you're seeing and what you think could be helpful?
I've been seeing a lot more kids reach out to either whether it's a parent, a teacher, another friend, just talking and having a simple conversation like, hey, I'm not feeling good right now. Like, I'm really, something's wrong. Mm-hmm. And a simple conversation like that can really benefit everyone in the long run.
Yeah. So you are seeing an increase in that?
Yeah, definitely.
Well, that's promising.
I've been selling the Movember forms. And even just talking about what Movember is to the people I'm selling it to, you can kind of see a switch. Mm-hmm. And they're like, oh, okay, that's interesting. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, even personally, like I like to say have a convo, save a bro. Mm-hmm. So I do talk to people about it, and you can, like I said, see that, like, change. Mm-hmm. And they're like, oh, okay, I can talk about it, which is really, like, rewarding.
Yeah, because you can imagine. I mean, we've all had those tough days, right? And that depression and isolation and you know how we have thoughts in our head. We all have thoughts. Some of them are decent thoughts, and then they seem like a pretty good idea, and then you say it out loud, and it's like, no, right? So imagine, like, when you have the darker thoughts, right? How less inclined you are to share that with somebody. And so it's important to kind of be, you know, kind of pop that bubble a little bit, right? Let some of that air out from somebody else. And I know, you know, just another little best practices thing I'll share is that people were typically afraid to ask somebody if they were considering suicide, right? Mm-hmm. And because they're, well, if I say that, I'm going to put the words in, I'm going to put the idea in their head. Well, that's been debunked. That's been debunked because if anything, if that thought is in somebody's head, they are already inclined to, or when you ask that question, you're actually given that invitation to actually talk about it. And their anxiety actually lowers. And that's where they might actually start to talk about it. I mean, they may not, right? But if they do, there's that possibly that aha moment where it's like, oh, now that I'm hearing it out loud and you've given me an invitation to actually talk about it, it can put things in a different perspective. And that can open up a whole new conversation to either get someone some help or see what they need, you know?
Yeah, we have another model and slogan that we use with Movember, and it's the ALEC model.
Mm-hmm.
So we make posters and hang them around the school. And so A, ask.
Mm-hmm.
So you ask questions, ask your friends how they're doing. And then L, listen.
Mm-hmm.
So you're asking to listen, mm-hmm. right? Because sometimes people just ask a question, hey, how you doing? You know, and it's like, oh, I'm doing, like, you're not really listening to what they're going to say. But if you really take the time to listen, then you might hear something.
Mm-hmm.
And then E, encourage, encourage action, encourage them. They might need help. They might need to have a conversation with somebody else that might have a little bit more training than you do.
Mm-hmm.
And then C, check in. So don't leave that conversation as a one-off. Like, if you think that your friend is struggling, give them a little bit of time and then maybe check in again and then have that conversation a second time. So that's our ALEC, ask, listen, yeah. Encourage, check in.
Perfect. And then, like you said, with that encourage, you know, to get the help, it's going to go so much further if somebody has buy-in, right, and some agency in that decision-making. Because, like, anybody, right, you tell someone what to do, they're not going to go through with it, right?
Yeah.
But if you can, you know, you show that you're there to support, like you guys are doing with programs like this, then you're going to get more buy-in from that person, hopefully, right, and especially if they feel like they're part of that resolution and they know they have some support.
Yeah.
Go a lot further.
And then we have been very fortunate with Taconic TV to help to implement some messaging that goes right to the students right in the morning on Friday mornings.
Perfect.
In May, during Mental Health Awareness Month, we have a weekly segment where we have moments with Movember. So we talk about different things. We talk about the ALEC model. We talk about some statistics. We do an event in May for Mental Health Awareness Month called Intro to Track, and we get some local mental health agencies to talk about services that are offered locally.
Mm-hmm.
So those are our two main events. We have the walkathon and then we have the intro to track in May.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's been really cool to have.
So we're coming to an end. I told you the hour is going to go quick, right? Betsy, I want to just circle back with you because, again, if you're just joining in, we're talking about mental health, particularly focused on youth here in Berkshire County. And we have two fantastic fundraisers coming up that are a lot of fun to be a part of. So I want to just, Betsy, if you could tell us a little bit about what's coming up this weekend and next.
Yeah, so Purgatory Road is starting tonight for the year. It's at the Stationery Factory from 7 to 10. We hope to see you guys there. It's a event where we raise money for the Berkshire Coalition and we get the conversation started about suicide and its prevention. We have a second event this year that's a family event. It wraps up this weekend. It's Saturday and Sunday from 12 to 3, and that's geared towards 3 to 8-year-olds. So we hope to see everybody out there.
Yeah, and if you have any questions on that, you can go to the Berkshire Coalition for Suicide Prevention website and get some direction on that.
Mm-hmm.
And Coach.
Yeah, we've got our fourth annual Move for Movember Walkathon on Friday, November 7th, raising money for Movember and the Aaron T. Cody Memorial Scholarship. And if you're looking for more information, I have a Instagram page that I've set up for my Movember, and it's at MJCape4Movember. And I have links in there to some different information, and I'll have the slideshow linked in there as well if you're looking for our information.
All right, fantastic. Again, thank you, everybody, for being here. Please remember 988. It's a national number for helpline for people in crisis struggling with depression and suicidal ideation. Please keep that in your back pocket. And enjoy today. Enjoy the weekend from all of us here at WTBR. We appreciate you joining us. Again, Matt Capeless, Betsy Nichols, Jay, Simon, Jillian, and Hunter. Thank you for being here to talk about these events that are coming up.
Have a convo.
Thank you.
Save a bro.
Have a convo, save a bro, and a sis.
Mm-hmm.